Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, 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 and one more welcome to you all. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and as you just heard, you have arrived at the radio broadcast of the No BS Bishop. I am alive to love, I believe. I believe with all my being that all lesser values than love devolve into the dark hole of BS, which is bait and switch for the purposes of my conversations here for the past half dozen years. But it's also BS in any other iteration you may think it is. Whatever the case, if love does not hold our relationships, even our casual relationships, in strength, then even casual relationships just slide into bait and switch, BS, just not being truthful, not being honest, not being loving at the core of our principles for relationships. So it's love as the core of the principles of relationships. That's today's topic. Love as the core principle of our relationships. See if I can make that work through this particular episode. Love at the core as a principle of our relationships. So we'll get there. Now, as we start the No BS Bishop Alive to Love, I have a few practices that I have put in place that are super helpful, especially for me. I hope they're helpful for you too, and I hear from some of you occasionally that these do help. But it helps me to sustain my purposes here, week in and week out. The subject of love, the principle of love, cannot be exhausted. It is as high as it is deep. It's as wide as it is circumferencing all human relationships. So, to that end, I wrote Love's Creed many years ago. It's been edited down to this, what I call a creed. And of course, I don't hold it as high as a Nicene Creed or the Apostles' Creed. Those are iconic. Mine is simply a principle of a creed that I hold for myself personally. And now I offer it to those of you who come here week in and week out and in a multitude of other venues that I'm privileged and honored to be a part of. So we're going to do Love's Creed. Then shortly after Love's Creed, I'd like to lead you in the Lord's Prayer. Okay? So first, here's Love's Creed in total. Then I'll come back to it and have you repeat after me. You ready? Here's the total creed. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, now let me go back through it in short bursts. I'll ask you to repeat after me. As with any creed, it's important to hear yourself say words that will hold you in a confidence of a principle that is meaningful. Okay? So here it is in short bursts. Please repeat after me. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right. I hope that gave you a powerful sense of just a holy vibration of truth and strength for life's adventures. So if you'd like a copy of Love's Creed, I'd be delighted to send it to you. If you email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's Randy Dean Ministries, all lowercase, all one word, randydeanministries@gmail. Be my pleasure and honor to send you a copy of it, and I won't bait and switch you. I won't take your email and your address and use it for fundraising purposes. I promise to treat you with respect. We do accept gifts. We do need those gifts so that we can continue to do this radio broadcast and produce a podcast that is still in the making. But that's not the point of you sending me a request for Love's Creed. So there, you can do two things at once, right? One thing I want to do is give Love's Creed into the hands of as many people as I can. And the other thing is another priority of my life, to leave a legacy behind me in my ministry of life of 50 years. I want to see to it that there are radio shows like this and a podcast that is in production, that is left in my, not only going forward in my life presently, but leaving it behind me for others to hear and see and know that's who he was. Those are the principles of life and love that he lived. All right. Well, I told you I want to talk to you today about love as the core principle of relationships in terms of holding a center for purposes in our relationships. All of human business, all of human advocacy, all of human activity is about relationships. There's nothing we do without some relationship. I mean, on the very basic bottom end of that all, as we grocery shop, as we go about our daily business, as we prepare our taxes for April, as we, oh my goodness, as we go to the doctor, as we see our neighbors, whatever the case may be, all human activity is about something to do with relationships, even the most basic things. So I have to have a relationship with other human beings if I'm going to go to the grocery store and shop, because I'm going to have to ask questions. Where is such and such? Or do you still have this, that, or the other in stock? I've got to know how to relate to people in a healthy, and I would say even in the most basic of relationships, we need love as the core value. All right, so that's basic. But in the higher realm, in the higher echelons of human interaction, relationships, whether it's marriage or parental duties or being a grandparent or being a grandchild or being a child relating to parents, maybe you're in a home that's riddled with alcoholism or drug addiction. Maybe you're the one that's fighting alcoholism or drug addiction. Maybe you're the one loving somebody whose battle with drug addiction or alcohol is extreme. I'm telling you, the core power of human relationships at that complexity has to be love. And love isn't, again, a simplistic notion of just come see, come saw, oh, don't worry about it, everything will just work out. That's not love. That devolves easily into codependency, and that's not love. Love is mightier than that. Love is more powerful and passionate than that. Love demands so much more thought and contemplation and planning. So that's what I'm talking about, love being at the core, the nuclear core of our relationships. And I want to talk through as quickly as I can, but as deeply as I can, about a dozen principles. I may combine a few of them as time goes along for the sake of today's broadcast, but I want you to know there are principles for holding love as a core, nuclear core power to hold us steady in relationships. So first of all, it's learning how to maintain some kind of accountability with people who can call you to an accountability. Now, and that can be obviously close family, obviously close friends. make sure that in your life there are people who can pull, I call it pull your card and say, hey, what's up? Why are you so cranky? Why are you so mad? Why are you so spiteful? Somebody in my life that can call me and say, Randy, you're angry too much of the time. Sprites and sprints of anger. But if it becomes a lifestyle, whoa, let's turn the key off. Let's park the car. What's happening in your life? Have a community of somebody close and in some proximity to can say to you, your love isn't on, buddy. Your anger's on, and it's causing you pain and a lot of people around you. So that's one principle. Another principle, and you've heard me say this so many times, but I'm going to say it again. Listen deeply. Listen deeply. Now, I'm at 71, I have physical hearing issues. I drive my wife batty some days when she tries to communicate and my hearing isn't physically as what it used to be. But if you add to that, my attention span gets a little truncated, and I get it. I know she is struggling to hold my attention and to listen carefully. So I'm learning. This is not perfection. This is about progress. That's a whole nother topic. It's about progress, not perfection. So if you expect perfection of yourself, you're going to get angry. You're going to get frustrated. But if you give yourself room for progress, you can do it. Listen deeply. Make sure that your presumptions are set aside, and that in listening, you are empathetic. What is being said to me and why? So that's the second thing. Third, learn how to be an advice-free person. Advice-free person. Advice we listen to, but pain we obey is an adage I live by. However, advice that is requested is the best advice of all. When we're giving out advice unsolicited, when it's not been invited or requested, that advice is usually a pain in the posterior. That advice is usually not well received. And even at best, that advice is usually shelved, and I'll get to it later because I didn't necessarily ask for it. None of us operate well with uninvited advice. So learn how to be a loving person. Let your love be the best advice you give anybody. Let your presence in love be the words you speak, whether they're words or not. Create an advice-free zone. Number four, practice asking good questions, open-ended questions, honest questions, true questions, not pointed to a direction to get somebody to go where you want them to go, but ask questions that are actually fulfilling answers that are needed in relationships. To make love a core value of relationships, it means that we got to ask good questions and listen for the answers, and then don't just run around thinking you know it all because you got one or two questions answered. Be an honest questioner with the hope that your love can rise in the midst of those questions. And then that follows with the fifth point of advice I want to give you, and that is make space for unpopular answers. When you get an answer that you don't like, just shut up. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Just let it be so that you're capable of being told things that are not always welcome, but you're also loving enough to recognize that if what you've just been told is not just unpopular, but it's wrong. Well, then if the answer is wrong, the wrongness of it will be its own worst enemy. The sixth principle of it all, respect quiet. Shh, be still. When you're not talking, sometimes you really are communicating. Sometimes. Now, I know there's a certain amount of cold, chill silence, and I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the silence of love that is steady and willing to be at peace in relationships rather than at war or conflict, constantly pushing and shoving to get your way or to get the other person to surrender. A lot of people will just surrender just to make us shut up. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a serenity and a peace that is the Hebrew word for it is shalom, which is a sound peace, a peace that is steady enough to just be. It's the kind of peace that we dream of having if you're going to go out and sit by a still waters and just listen to the waters trickling past on a creek bed, or watching a sunset on a nice spring or summer day, or even in a cold, frosty day that the sky is clear and you can see the colors of a sunset. That's the kind of silence I'm talking about. Number 7 in this list, by the way, and I'll give you a reference for where you can find these principles, but number 7 is hold off on judgments. Hold judgments back. Suspend judgments. Even if you think you know exactly what's going on and you just want to tell people how wrong they are, hold. Hold. Be careful with especially a sudden judgment, a knee-jerk judgment, but even a judgment that seems to you to be the judgment they deserve. Be careful with that. Oh man, that's a rusty hammer that you hit somebody with that emotionally, and it's going to cause damage. Suspend your judgment. Set aside judgments. Make some space for you to contemplate what you heard and what judgments in a positive way may need to be made. But give time first. And number 9, it's okay to speak your truth. The 9th part of this is it's okay to speak your own truth. And to ask for patience with your truth. Because, hey, baby, listen to me carefully. Your truth isn't the end of all truth. My truth isn't the end of all truth. Nobody's truth is the end of all truth. There's only one human who ever lived that is the truth with a capital T, and his name is Jesus Christ. And I am not Jesus. You are not Jesus. He is the Messiah and King, and I am not the Messiah and King. And so to that end, we can speak our truth as long as we recognize it is not always capital T truth. Just be willing to give your version of truth and willing to accept any additions that might come your way from people who care. Then number 10, when things get tough, turn to wonder. And that by that I mean, gee, I wonder what's really happening here. I wonder what they really mean. I wonder what's really wrong. I wonder what needs to be explored beyond the immediate problem here. Wondering means I truly wonder what it is I'm missing. And then let your mind rest with that question. I wonder what's happening beyond my own little circumference of knowledge. So, then number 11, slow down. You know, the speed of our modern life is just absolutely insane. And I'm not saying this from the vantage point of my own perfection in it, because once again, this is progress for me. I recognize there are way too many irons in my fire. And I've got to be willing to reduce those irons in my fire and slow me down. My wife will tell you I get restless when I'm too slowed down. I feel like I've got something else to do. What is it? I better go do it. Slow down. Make sure that you're living a little bit more of a primitive life. Now, I don't mean primitive in the sense of ignorance. I mean primitive in terms of what would your life look like if the only thing you had was a one-room cabin with one fireplace to heat and cook, What would life look like if you simply had a cabin in the woods and all you had was your own body and nutritional needs to care for? Now, I know some of you think that's hell. Some of you think that's heaven. But I'm making a sort of a view as a parable. What would life look like in your world if it was that? And I bet there's most of you, and I'm one of them, who looks at, wow, my life is more of a barn full of layers and shelves and haylofts and stanchions. And living in a one-room cabin for me is kind of a foreign concept. And to that end, that's why I need to reevaluate the busyness of my life. Practice slowing down. Slow the speed of our modern push and shove. It's truly damaging to the practice of love. Love is not a fast-won race. You've heard me say this 1,000 times here. Love is a marathon. Marathons are not sprints. You cannot run a 100-meter sprint for 20-plus miles. You will die, emotionally or physically. Love is the marathon. Get a good pace and keep that pace. Remembering, last but not least, all voices have some kind of value. And I mean even the voice of your enemy. Even the voice of your enemy. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself and your enemy. Whew. Somebody told me one time they had no enemies. And I thought to myself, would you really, really want to sit down and consider that? Because I would bet if you gave it half a day or so to contemplate, people you push back on, people you're fussy with, people you violently or mildly disagree with, those are your enemies. So loving your enemies and recognizing even your enemy has some valuable voice in your life, even if that voice is to challenge you to a deeper love in your own life. Remember, we're talking about progress, not perfection. Progress in your life that gives you the opportunity to grow at any given stage of your life. All right? So, well, let me quickly tell you where I pulled these 12 principles for the core, nuclear core value of love. And these are from the Peace and Justice Institute out of Valencia College, valenciacollege.edu/PJI, Peace and Justice Institute, valenciacollege.edu/PGI. Now, if you want to the specific address for that, once again, send me an email at randydeanministries@gmail. I'll get you that link on online. It's really, I keep this with me at all times. And it has to do with principles for love and relationships. And so I borrow from that routinely for my own practices. And I've offered it to you in other forms here too. There's so much material out there that I really feel like I'm in a journey of creating a library of that material. Felicia Morell is an author who talks about how love is that principle of life that's got to be embraced. And there's other books and research studies that have been done on love that I'm filling my mind, my heart, my soul, my spirit with those words. And I am writing a book as it relates, as I'm just writing, and I'm writing it even as I speak, about how love is the only thing worth everything. All right, well, I got to bring this broadcast in for a close. And what I do here to close our time together with the No BS Bishop Alive to Love is I invite you to breathe well. Slowing down is one of the principles we talked about earlier. Breathing will help slow you down. One of the basic of all human building blocks in human life, all life, is to breathe. So on the count of three, I want you to take the deepest breath you can, hold it up against your belly for as long as you can, and then slowly exhale. All right? One, two, three. Inhale, hold it, and exhale. That practice, simple as it is, lowers your blood pressure, calms your mind, steadies your emotions, and I would propose gives you a basis to love rather than being raging or hating. All right, so now I do this second principle with everything in me that does this as often as I know how, and that is lock eyes with somebody, even a stranger, no matter who it may be, if the opportunity presents itself, say the three most holy, magical, and charmed words in the human language, and those three building core value words are, I love you. It's startling. I know. I've seen people be startled when I say it. It's a little off-putting for some people. That's because we're not hearing it often enough, so people are put off, like, oh, wait, what are you doing to me? What we're doing with each other when we say those magic words is we're connecting, which is what I've just talked about. Let's connect, and let's make sure in that connection there's the rudimentary value of a verbal contract with somebody that says, hey, I love you. Obviously, you should do it with family. You could do it with even your pet. You can do it with your spouse, your significant other, your children, your grandchildren, whoever it is that is near your life on a regular basis. Find a way to say these magic words. I love you. It can turn the tide of hurt and pain and disappointment and grief. It can turn the tide of rejection and even self-destructive thoughts, because if someone hears those three words at a strategic moment in their life, it can put their mind at rest for long enough to reconsider living, really living. Well, the biggest mistake we make is thinking we still have time, but we need to be present, be kind, love more, love now. Mother Teresa said it this way, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others. And Randy Dean says to you, get out there and rise and shine and do something beautiful. However small or great it may be, do something beautiful, because, oh baby, ugly is getting done to death. Let us be people of love, rooted and grounded in love, so that beauty is shining through every footstep we take in this big rough and tumble world. Now get out there and rise and shine, and know this, I love you. God bless you, and happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.